storm power of natural world can help you heal even at a relative distance. And we gain life by looking at life. And I have a little thing. Oh, I already just talked to you about it. And this is begin by exploring with a mirror so you could reflect. There's a poem here. I'm just going to try and speed this up a little. These are little things that I just that I want to say here. But in the class with one of me, somebody told me that try to describe yourself in 100 words. And I made that mean to me. I've also heard a morbid part is like, how do you want to be described when you pass away? And I think I'm going to move toward that, how I want to be seen, but the impacts that I want to make and how I want to be remembered by those. This is a body awareness. I started longboarding, and I'm not very good at it. I had a really amazing smoothie and was so good. And I was really nervous for my first day of TA. And I had a glass jar, and I hit a bump, and all of that happened. Oh. And in the healing process, I became super aware of my body, of what I could do, what I couldn't do. That hurt. I can only have one hand now. And writing, I look at those notes now, and I just laugh at them, because I don't know what I was saying. But it helped me become more aware of my body. And it still hurts sometimes, but I'm glad it does, because it has brought me that awareness that maybe I should have been paying attention to before. Another moment is I'm in drama. I was in performance last night. I hope not a lot of you. Oh, gosh. So I was a unicorn. And I'm not going to explain that one. So here we are. This is my whole drama class. Most of them performed at the AGA, or the Alberta Art Gallery. And we're what were we?
Girl Scouts.
Yeah, Girl Scouts of Melancholy. And we performed, and it was, again, reflecting with the audience. Our prof told us you're going to be dealing with a bunch of snooty people who are probably on cocaine and just there to have a good time. And I was like, oh gosh, I was like, it can't be that bad. They can't really be pushing you away that much. But they were. After we did this performance, we stripped, by the way, and we did a whole other circus performance. Ooh, were they not happy with us? I peed on someone? Not really, but I was a wolf.
Nature.
And like, yeah. Right beside the AGA building is like a parliament building. And we walked in, and Christine was like, we have to try this. Other classes, we always ask, this time, we're just going to do it. I'm like, what are we doing? So we walk in, and we go start from this top of the stairs, and we roll our bodies down. Like, either like this completely, like I'm rolling down a hill, or this guy is like doing a crab walk with his hands like this. And the people there were just baffled. And I find that with this, I heal so much by humor. I thank my dad by that. But also, what I really need right now is to drink and to get some rest. And this was my scar in the healing process. And that's how I feel. I feel like I'm healing. Mm-hmm. And this is learning. So I don't know if you guys know about minions on Despicable Me. And they give like this really high-pitched squeal. And it's my favorite thing. So when somebody says something I don't understand, in my head, I'm thinking, what are you talking about? And they say it's so much better. You have to YouTube it. but on the outside, my face is just, yeah, no, okay. So this is my learning. This is me learning. This is tobacco. And this is, there's so many things I've learned from this conference. But leading up to it, and so many people like Demar and Petra and Mia have helped me to gain more knowledge in my own culture. And I absolutely loved it. I kind of knew some of these things, but I didn't realize you have to give an offering so many days before. And you have to say why you want them there. And I was just learning left and right, and it was amazing. And I spent so much money on a skirt because I knew you had a long skirt. I was like, oh, I've always gone to powwows, and like, oh, I should be wearing a long skirt. Yeah. But now I have one. This is Idle No More, which a few of us participated in. And this is me getting closer to my culture also. This is my dad. Feeding a cow. Well, calf. And he came. So I'm a TA for Native Studies 200. And he came. And we watched, which I will suggest you watch, We Were Children, about residential schools. And I've never seen my dad so emotional. Mm. So caught up. And he couldn't even talk for the longest time about his experience. He just rambled on about how this generation needs to love each other more and show it. And to me, to see my dad in that state made me feel like I need to do something to make him strong too. I need to do something for my people. And this one is putting up a TV, which took many tries. Mm-hmm. And very particular about how I set it up. And I have. I'll have some of my notes from the class that I teach. Ooh, I don't know if I can go any longer with this. And it says, it's a book called Northern and Arctic Assimilation in a National Crime, the Canadian Government and the Residential School System, 1879 to 1986. And this is a quote I got from it. His text contained info on their old way of life, so in the school. They had texts that contained their own way of life, but did nothing which could acknowledge any value in that old way of life. And then I also have many other quotes, which I don't think I have the voice to tell you. And this is, comes to the spirit of the land and community. And don't be startled. But this is what I really liked about. This is how I feel. And then in here, I have a lot of the quotes that I wrote down from the presenters saying, you are enough, your silence is consent. and the pipe ceremony, and no change in ethics was ever changed without first changing the internal working. One of my favorite ones. This one. If you want to create change, create a watershed. That's from Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And then in here, I have blank pages because I would like to keep or have some of your words or some of your reflections so that I can look back. And maybe when, God forbid, this class doesn't exist, that I can reflect on them and gain strength again. And this is a beautiful road that I stopped in, and it was just beautiful. Like, the fog was just crisp, and it was early. And that's one of my favorite pictures of back home.
Wow.
It took so long.